So I come back in the studio to start hour number two of the show. And Linnell is brushing his hair.
Yeah, as I should.
Even though he has no hair to brush. He rushed out of here, Matt. He was gone by 3:58 and 30 seconds. He's like, I'm out of here. I got to go get my haircut. I'm out of here. I said, you have no hair.
You can't keep saying that I don't have hair.
Your hair looks exactly the same as it did yesterday. What are you brushing?
I normally don't respond to your ignorance, and I'm actually not going to respond to you.
What are you brushing?
You are trying your damnedest to piss off the.
You've got like a square root hypotenuse triangle on your forehead.
Those are called edges, Chris.
That's funny. It's just, I don't think I ever noticed that. That's interesting. And you said what? We have a guy, Sean, walked in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yesterday. I was just listening to you.
Yeah. Well, he didn't know who I was until
he heard your magical golden pipes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shout out to Sean. Shout out to your barber, too. I mean, it looks good. I'm not saying it doesn't look good. It just doesn't look any different than it looked 24 hours ago, is my point.
I mean, that's what I want to do, so I'm not. Thank you.
All right. So real quickly before we get back to the calls, I did want to point this out. Vita Vea, again, not a surprise, veteran, big guy, hot, humid as hell down in Tampa,
yes,
played three snaps in this preseason, and it was in game three. He actually played in game three, whereas the Commanders completely rested all of their starters and all of their important guys. He actually played one series, three snaps. Now, in 2023, just to give you a little bit of, background information, right? We keep talking about how important this one player is. I don't want to just focus specifically on one player. Antoine Winfield is a really good player. You mentioned, who's your guy, the defensive end that I'm forgetting the name
of? Yaya Diaby.
Diaby. Joe Tryon Shrinka. All of those guys, they don't have Shaq Barrett, but last year Vita Vea played 606 snaps total on the year. What did I mention about Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen? That they played both over 900 snaps last year. Again,
that's 300 more snaps?
Yes. Last year in week one, he played, now this was at Minnesota, 38 snaps.
I'm assuming that's on the higher side because of the environment and
because again, that's indoors.
Right.
You're not dealing with the humidity and whatever. Right. On Sunday in Tampa, it's supposed to be like mid to upper 80s.
We may get thunderstorms, they were saying.
With a chance of showers and or storms. But you know one thing, no matter whether the rain comes or not, it is gonna be humid as bleep.
Oh, for sure.
So the question becomes is not only do you not want, let's just call it 30 times, Jaden Daniels to throw over 30 times. But ideally, if you can shorten this game by running the ball effectively,
burning some clock,
staying ahead of the chains, what have you, you might be able to, I guess, get more out of Vita Vea if you're running less snaps, okay? Therefore, running the ball effectively, running less snaps, chewing the clock, all of that, shortening up third down, all that stuff. But what you want to do is what we talked about is stretching and going. So you want to run less plays, more effective plays, but stretching. Also, the reason why you do tempo, as you know, and everybody just has to know this, they can't substitute.
Right.
I want Vita Vea on the field
all
in
game.
Some ways.
Yes.
Because third and fourth quarter, I want his ass to be gassed.
I want tongue hanging out of the mouth. Yes. I want his hands on his hips.
Exactly. So it's not only just run versus pass, because that makes sense, but it's also how you effectively design it.
For sure.
That's the key. All right, let's get to, let's start here with Ed in Alexandria in the leadoff spot.
What's up, Ed?
On a Throwdown Thursday. Ed, thanks for hanging in there. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Doing good, Ed.
Good.
Thanks.
Good.
I don't think it's necessary for us not to throw the ball as much. Of course, the key to every game is you know, you got to be balanced. But we're not talking here. Somebody was saying if we start throwing the football, we don't run the ball well. The quarterback for Tampa Bay, what's his name?
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, they're making him like he's the next Tom Brady or whatever. No, I think we're going to be fine. For the first time in many years, I'm one of the luckiest person that I can say that I was growing up in the glory days of the Skins. And for the last 24-some years, the city had the team. It was just a mess. But this year, for some reason, I'm optimistic about the team that we have. And remember, we can win with the defense, too. Don't be surprised if the defense can take a couple of picks to the house next week.
Yeah. Well, listen, Ed, here's one thing that we shouldn't discount is, look, nobody's saying Baker Mayfield's going to the Hall of Fame. Nobody's saying that. But they have been together, unlike this Washington offense, they've been together now for a year. Yes, they lost their offensive coordinator in Dave Canales and their play caller. I understand that. But they have been together now in terms of a unit. They're on the same page. They've got weapons, what have you. So they are going to try and push it. I think Tampa, knowing Washington's got a new defense, Washington's had a lot of turnover, whatever, that they were not obviously very good last year, I think Tampa probably thinks they can score 27, 28 points in this game. And I'm telling you, if you miss tackles, which is my biggest fear in this game, Baker Mayfield doesn't have to be great. He can just simply take the snap, get the ball out in space, boom, quick one-step little pivot drop, what have you, and get it out of his hands. And then the pass rush can't get to him. And if you can't tackle, you can turn a quick little two-yard hitch into a seven-yard play. Into a seven-point play, just like that. Baker Mayfield doesn't have to be great. I think probably if one quarterback has to be great over the other in terms of helping to decide when this game, it's probably going to have to be Jaden Daniels over Baker Mayfield, but that's my guess.
Well, don't be surprised if Daniels outplays Baker Mayfield on Sunday, and we'll start the season 3-0.
I would be surprised if he outplays him. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Ed.
301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Lou in D.C. next up. What up, Lou? How are you?
Lou.
What it do, man? Yo. What's going on, fellas?
What's shaking, Lou?
I smell the grass. Not a whole lot, man. Hey, first and foremost, let me give a shout-out to Paulie, man. I haven't heard I heard the other day that
we're all thinking, this is a radio show first, but a lot of our regulars and usuals and whatever, and you've been very good to us, Lou, and supporting us and calling and listening and all that. We can't do it without you. You know, sometimes, like, you know, we have this macho bravado thing of, you know, oh, football, blah, 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 all that. When it comes down to it, Pete used to say this, so I'll give him credit. Like, it's family, right? Not a family like Brian Kelly. It's a family, right? So, you know, when one of our own goes through a hard time and suffers an enormous loss, we want to make sure we're there as much as possible for them. So, yes, good
indeed.
To hear.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. My condolences go out to his family, man, for sure, man. Hey, Miguel, what's up?
What's going
up
on, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm just ready, man. Tonight is a football game.
Tonight's like a tease, though, man. Do y'all feel the same way? I feel like tonight's like a tease. I'm invested in Ravens and Chiefs. Tomorrow I'll be invested in Eagles and Packers. But 4:25 Eastern time on Sunday. I can't wait.
Yes, indeed, man. Yeah, but as far as the game goes on Sunday, man, you gotta help out Jaden. So I'm hoping, you know, that line hold up and run the ball and you know, do the, you know, what he likes to do. You know, either, you know, whether he likes to go outside the pocket, let him do that if that's what he wanna do. But just protect him, man. That's what my number one thing. Like I told you, man, they got to invest in him. And that O-line, to me, is still suspicious. And I just felt like, I don't know if Johnny's playing. Can you tell me if he's playing on Sunday? Because if he's not, and then You know what I'm saying? That's just another L. Like, you can't have a guy top pick, he's not dressed up. You got, you know,
You're talking about Johnny Newton, right?
Exactly.
He was concerned about Johnny Newton playing. I'm willing to go out on a limb and put my name on it. I think he plays.
I don't think there's any question that he's going to play.
He's gonna
the
give
question
it a go.
Is he a 5-snap guy? Is he a 12-snap guy? What is he? Yeah. And how effective is he?
Yeah.
Now, Fedarian Mathis, who you poo-pooed on, for right now is healthy.
And it wasn't
just the New England game, okay? So I'll be disappointed if Fedarian Mathis doesn't flash on my, in front of my eyes at Raymond James Stadium on Sunday because they need it. They need it.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I hope we pull out an upset and, 3 points. I think we could pull out an upset and, 31-24, man. Right. Us getting a W. Let's go, Paul. Hey, Paulie, man. Hell to the W, man. Let's do this, man. Let's do this for Paulie, baby. Yes, sir.
Appreciate y'all
taking my call, man.
There you go, Sweet Lou. Thank you. Appreciate it. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Ahmad in Rockville, who is with us on the Team 980. Ahmad, how are you?
I'm good, fellas. Hope y'all doing good as well.
Yeah, thank you.
First off, just want to shout out. Big fan of the nail. You know, Chris, I'm working with you, man. I'm working with you. You're like an advanced fan undercover. He's an industry player. I can't tell y'all what to call him.
What did you say? I'm an advanced fan? I missed that.
You like a Giants fan undercover?
A Giants fan undercover?
From New York.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been accused of being a Jets fan, a Bills fan, a Giants fan. I mean, I've been accused of being all sorts of fans. I'm not an oscillating fan, I tell you that much.
I don't even know.
I don't know. Well, I don't know either, Jay.
What's up, Jay?
I mean, here's what I'm a fan of. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, man. You're right. I did not grow up with burgundy and gold running through my veins with my pom-pom surgically attached to my ass cheeks or my wrists, okay? You are correct, okay? But I am rooting like all hell and always have for the Commanders. Why? Because it gets you guys off my back, and it's good for the show. It's good for us. It's good for what we do. We want happy fans. We want excited fans. We want pumped up fans. We want interested fans. So, there hasn't been a lot of that. So I get this negative connotation that I don't want the team to win. Bleep, no, I want the team to be 14-3 at the end of the regular season.
Industry plan.
Stop.
I wouldn't say that you don't want us to win. I just feel like you can be very negative, just in general, about your takes about everything.
There's been a lot to be negative about, my friend. There's been a lot.
So I agree with that now. In the past, I definitely agree with that. Where I am right now, though, is I'm happy as an organization, the trajectory that we're on right now. So I win or lose this season, really, I'm just excited to see them on the field and see what this coaching staff has put together as far as the roster, as far as the defensive scheme. I wasn't really surprised that Ridgeway was let go. You got to understand, this coaching staff, this defensive coaching staff is the same reason why we had Ridgeway on our team in the first place, because he didn't fit their scheme in Dallas when he was in Dallas. So correct. I wasn't surprised about that. KJ Hendry, you were talking about the fifth and sixth guy at his position on the field. How much could he actually help at the end of the day anyway?
Well, Ahmad, really, I'll stop you there, bro. In week one, when you're playing in 90-degree heat, that's what's going to be key. How many D linemen they choose to keep active? Because guys going to be throwing up. I'm telling you, it's the first game. I remember the first game of my senior year, they had to cut my leggings off my legs.
Hey, listen, I remember that, too. So, I expect guys to be tired. I expect there to be as deep of a rotation as there can be. But like I said, I'm just excited to see what we put on the field. You guys have seen it up close in practice. And, as fans, we haven't really seen Jaden, anybody up close, in reference to what the offense is going to do and what the defense is going to do. I'm, curious about all the safeties that they've, decided to keep. I just want to see this game up close. And I'm judge-free. I'm giving them... The game plan is, honestly. I want to have these coaches coach. Make adjustments.
Thank you. It's a good call, and you can think I'm a Giants fan all you want. I am a fan of good football, which we have not had enough of for a long, long time. And if that makes me a little bit negative, listen, We talk about age a lot on this show. I think I've softened. I think I've so softened. I'm embarrassed for myself. What? Like, I'm from New York, where media is rough. I mean, I know people in Philadelphia and Boston and Chicago who are vultures. I am so soft. You guys would melt if I was a true, still, diehard native New Yorker. You guys would melt.
Do you think I'm soft?
In a puddle of goo. I think you are.
I'm brutally honest, man.
I think you're honest. Brutally at times, yeah. And I think you're, well, I think you're other things at times, too.
Well, I'll take
but
pride
I'll,
in it.
I'll just hold off on that criticism. Industry I've told plan. You that privately. I will say this. If you think I'm hard on this team, first of all, they've made it hard for us.
Nobody
they've
wants to be negative. Right. I think that's like the biggest misconception I think the fans have about what we do, especially for a guy like myself. I say it all the time. I was famous for saying it last year on the postgame. I'm an addict. My day-to-day sanity, my emotions on a day-to-day basis during the months of August to January are directly impacted by this, I was going to call him a bad name, by the product. What is one half of the Double Mint Twins call them? The Local 53. Yeah, I mean, they get me going.
301-230-0980. Can we grab one more here, man? All right, let's do that. Our buddy Sean is in Connecticut. Get him up here before he has to wait on hold too long. Shawnee, how are you, pal?
Sean.
I'm good. How's it going, guys?
Good, buddy. Going good.
Good. Just one thing about Linnell's hair, Chris.
Yes.
I think if you really want to get on Linnell's good side, just reach over the table or walk around and give him a nice rub on the head.
Oh, that'll, Sean, you know what? Try to whip his ass.
Sean, you have me confused with somebody who's worried about being on Linnell's good side. I don't give a rat's ass whether he likes me or doesn't like me. I'm in control here. I'm on the show.
It's my show,
yeah. Damn it.
All right. I can understand that. I will say, though, now, this is going to sound crazy, but you just have to bear with me for a second. Ever since I got the mullet, I can understand, because when I used to get my hair cut, Chris, you refer to haircuts as getting a lot of hair cut off, I assume, because you said Linnell looks the same.
Yeah.
Ever since I got the mullet, I get it.
Talk touched, to him,
I get
Sean.
A fresh fade on the side.
Yes, that a boy.
It's not just about how much hair you cut off. It's just how the hair is cut, and
Thank
it's also
you,
a feeling.
Come on,
it's
babe.
like a general feeling. You know, when you get a good haircut and you're walking out of the barbershop, it's a good feeling. So put some respect on Linnell's hair. All right. Second of all,
hey, guess what, Sean? You guys will get to see this hair live and in color on Sunday during the pregame show and the endgame show as we're streaming it live on YouTube.
Yeah, Sean, just one quick thing. I was going to say I have sat next to you at the Army Navy game. I have met you in person. I think one other time at FedEx Field, or then now the artist formerly
Sean,
known.
I'm sorry.
As FedEx Field.
Yeah.
You have a head of hair. Linnell's got nothing.
Oh yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
hating
no,
ass rooster, man.
You don't gotta have a lot of hair to look good. I'll just put it that way.
Ooh, talk to him. That's the youngest in charge speaking.
Yeah, let me get some football in here real quick. Two things I want to see this week. My main concern for week one, obviously, it doesn't need to be said. I'm going to say it anyways, though. Jaden Daniels' health, number one. Number two, I want this D-line to either – like I can't say the saying because it's not radio appropriate, but either either poop or get off the pot, something like that. Either up or send the former first round pick D line so good. Either show up or ship him out. I'm done. But yeah, thanks guys. Have a great one.
All right, thank you, Sean. Sure, appreciate you as always. More of your calls, reaction coming up. How much should Jaden Daniels throw on Sunday in order for the Commanders to win? That was one of the things that we were talking about, the defensive line. How big of a concern is that? Are you more worried about the offensive line or the defensive line with Deron Payne? Again, we're awaiting the official injury report. He is out there, and so is Johnny Newton. The problem is we don't know what exact stature or status they have other than what the team tells us, which is what they have to tell us via the official injury report, and that they were limited, and that could mean a lot of different things. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Little kung fu fighting for you.
I actually had a request coming back from break that I didn't get to get over to Matt.
Oh, really? I mean, maybe if you would actually be over here instead of hanging out over there.
Well,
we've actually been pretty calm today. I think.
Oh,
for the
kiss
most part,
my ass, Chris Russell. I mean, now we've been calm. I'm doing my best Chris Russell impersonation, going over and flirting with the talent on the other station.
It's my show, damn it.
Well, there it is.
Exactly. When it all comes down to it.
No, there's a major death, man, in the hip hop community, and it's kind of sad.
So who died?
Because I don't
even
want to
tell us, or you're gonna cry on the air.
Damn! If I wanted to cry on the air, I would.
Okay.
But no, I guess Matt, get the recording ready so we can hear Chris. We can have this on loop of Chris saying, "Repeat after me, Chris Russell. I did a lot of stuff just to live this here lifestyle." Say it.
I did a lot of stuff to live this here lifestyle.
That is the sounds of. Say it with me. Rich.
Homie.
Kwan. It's passed away. It's tragic.
Okay. With all due respect to Mr. Homie, I have no idea who that is.
Well, that didn't surprise me. I'm sure on WPGC they're having a Rich Homie.
I'm sure they are. So I would invite anybody that wants... the appropriate tribute from somebody who knows something about the person. I mean, I can talk about Johnny Hockey, Johnny Gaudreau, tragically passing away in a drunken driving fatal bike accident. That I can talk about. I can't talk about Homie. I just can't. Sorry. So with all due respect, we'll just, kind of leave it at that. All right, I want to go back to the calls, knock out a couple more here before the bottom of the hour, and then we're going to get into some different things after 2:30. So just stay with us right here on the Team 980, including, is there one individual that has to shine and one individual that can't, what's the right word?
Can't bleep up?
Yeah, I mean, it's as simple as I can. In order for the Commanders to win, and again, we're just taking, tomorrow we're going to do season predictions, and we'll do NFC projections later on in the show, but tomorrow we're going to actually do Commander season projections, but basically we're just kind of isolating it to 1 week at a time, right? Because the NFL season is so long and so much happens. So let's get back to it on the phones. Let's get to Cliff in D.C. What up, Cliffy? How are you?
Hey, Rooster, what's going on?
Cliff, what's going on?
God, things going. You know, this September, our birthdays are coming up. Yours on the 19th. Mine is this coming Saturday, the 7th.
Happy birthday, Cliff. Attaboy.
Cliff, your birthday's on the 7th?
Cliff, you know what? I'm gonna be out of town, so I'm gonna have Linnell take you out for a birthday dinner, okay?
I'm not tripping about all that. I'm just thankful to be
exactly. Thank you, Cliff.
I was just trying to bust his chops.
Rich Homie Kwan that Linnell was talking about. He's a rapper, but I didn't know he passed away.
Well, it's just happened within the last. I'm not laughing at that. It just happened recently, though, man. Oh God. Darn,
I didn't know. It was my first time hearing it, though. Sorry to hear that, though. But Linnell was right, though, Chris. I wouldn't be too concerned about the defensive line. But when John Allen played 800-something snaps, was he playing on that foot with the plantar fasciitis as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's a painful feeling.
Of course it is. And now Deron, and again, Deron Payne, who has not played in a game, now he's practiced, he's dealing with a back, whatever, and that could be soreness, that could be tightness, that could be pain, we don't know. Again, it's better that he's practicing than not practicing, but when you combine the fact that they got rid of Ridgeway, when you combine the fact that Deron Payne's already banged up and hasn't even played a game yet, and hasn't even played a single snap yet, that, this is a huge problem. Not to mention they got rid of KJ Henry.
Yeah, I heard you say that, but Payne and Allen will play, and Linnell is right. To keep that strain, that pressure off your defensive line, the team is going to have to run the ball. I don't care how they do it. Give them a heavy dose of B-Rob, Jaden Daniels, a la Lamar Jackson, however you do it. You're going to have to run the ball in order to keep that Tampa Bay defense honest because, as Todd Bowles called him on the news yesterday, he didn't refer him as Commanders. He said Redskins. But,
yeah, but that let's be honest. That means nothing, you know? I mean, Todd Bowles can call him whatever he wants.
They should be by Tampa, though, because if the defense can hassle Baker Mayfield a little bit, Baker Mayfield should throw a couple of picks. Right. And I'll sit back and listen.
There you go. Thank you, Cliff. Appreciate it.
One of the best endings to a call ever, man. Cliff always just sits back and listens.
I'll just sit back and listen.
He just sits back and listens.
I mean, but
you should sit back and listen.
I thought the Todd Bowles Redskins thing, like some people made a big deal out of it.
Oh, Chris.
I thought that was more.
You can't help yourself, but for someone that doesn't want to talk about the name, it doesn't want to talk about, you always find your way to get in it.
The opposing head coach
called us,
referred to the team as the Redskins. What do you want from me? Why?
Because it doesn't matter. Okay. Like you're saying.
Well, exactly. I was going to say it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but if it really didn't matter, you wouldn't bring it up.
Okay, time for a trending alert right here and right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we start with this. The Washington Commanders, as we opened up our show, have officially fired Rael Antin, who was the former, now vice president of content for the last 4 years for the team. He criticized fans, called them mouth breeders, also went after Jerry Jones, NFL commissioner Roger Goodell, said some of the team's players are anti-gay, and more, in a secretly recorded video over a couple of dinner dates in June that the O'Keefe Media Group first circulated on social media yesterday. The team had initially suspended him, but now he is fired. Meanwhile, the Commanders on the practice field for day two in a row in preparation of Sunday at 4:25. We will have full day coverage for you right here on the Team 980, including Linnell and D-Day, starting at 2 o'clock live pregame coverage and in-game live coverage, followed by Richard Doc Walker wrapping it all up on the postgame show. Again, remember, it is a 4:25 kickoff at Raymond James Stadium. Tonight, the NFL season opens for real. It is the Kansas City Chiefs. It is the Baltimore Ravens, and the fan known as Chiefaholic has been sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison without parole and then 3 years of supervised release for a series of armed bank robberies for the Chiefaholic fan. Meanwhile, tonight we have the NFL opener, as we mentioned, coming up on the Team 980. We'll have Terps coverage for you with Coach Loxley. But tonight over on 106.7 The Fan, we will have the NFL opener between the Chiefs and the Ravens coming up. All right, that is what's trending right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, let's finish up on the phones for right now, and then maybe we can get back to the calls in a little bit. We got a bunch to do still, including our NFC predictions and our Super Bowl matchup, which we never got to yesterday because we wanted to get all the division winners and playoffs. If you missed our AFC playoff predictions, we did it in the 3 o'clock hour yesterday. We'll put them up on social media later, but a good opportunity for you to go back and check the podcast, theteam980.com, and or on the Odyssey app. Matt will have it all clearly labeled for you and everything, so it's easy to find. Again, 3 o'clock hour yesterday, Nell's picks, my picks, we'll give you the NFC picks all coming up.
Well, here we go.
Are you just what?
Let's get into the calls.
You wanted to say something.
No.
I mean, I want to make sure that you feel welcomed here.
I mean, it's Wednesday's.
I mean, the show doesn't bear your name. You're upset about that. You're upset about me picking on your lack of a hair and haircut.
You've been all over today. You've been.
I mean, I just want to make sure that you're feeling good. Like, what are you looking at that you're so distracted?
I wish I could. I mean, I can show you.
Well, you can show me. You probably can't tell me if it's something really bad. Anyway, Let's get to Mark and Laurel, and then we will make the turn after.
I mean, PG
Mark.
County loves the Chris Russell show.
Well, I mean, listen, I love PG County.
If
what
you,
up, PG
you can't
County?
Say your ass love PG County, talk about I don't got hair on my damn head. Mark, tell his ass.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Mark? Mark, do you have hair on your head?
Yeah, of course. I got it. Too much. I'm starting to look like a werewolf. It's so bad here, you know? I can't get in touch with my barber. He's out of town, man.
Yeah, well, why don't you give some to Linnell? Because he ain't got none.
My age is a good thing.
I hear you. The difference is he's a fool. He paid $25 yesterday for a haircut that makes literally no difference. And you you're just out there.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, hey, you're right about that. But I'm really excited about Sunday's game.
Yes.
I told you last year, if you guys remember, I put my mortgage on Buffalo. This year, I'm putting my mortgage on Tampa Bay, man.
Wait a second. Vaguely remember this. Put your mortgage on Buffalo.
We went back and forth, Mark.
What, to win the Super Bowl, right?
No, to beat us in week two.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. You're right. That's right, because I was convinced somehow. Or were we both convinced that Washington might win?
Now we're tripping.
Yeah.
I was tripping. Go ahead.
You told me you were supposed to jump through you're supposed to jump through a table if they won. I'm sure if you ever jumped through that table, you said.
That's right. You know, in fairness to Linnell and fairness to me, the score was like 13-0 early in the fourth quarter. It certainly was not the blowout that it turned out to be.
Right.
But to your point, Mark, Linnell should be paying your mortgage.
Right there. So you know, this is a lock. I mean, it's frustrating to the Commanders that your most explosive player in offense is Kwame Brown. That's crazy. But you know, it is what it is. You know,
he called Deami Kwame.
Well, yeah, Kwame Brown.
He might as well be Kwame Brown for the production he's had the past couple of years.
He's been in a witness protection plan the last 3-4 years. I forgot he was still on the team, man.
Oh, wow, did you hear that? There you go, baby. Well, you are going to feel the wrath of Deami Brown, I think, starting this Sunday. I think it is, you know, like Linnell's usually the one that credits all the coaches for everything and blames them for everything. Maybe I'm a sucker. Maybe I'm a believer.
Maybe.
But I think Deami Brown has finally figured it out. I think it all comes together this year. When I say all comes together, I think he exceeds his career total,
Matt,
this year. 500-plus yards receiving.
And then the defensive coordinator is looking at this offense. He's like, wow, there's no explosive players on the team, you know? And then the offensive players are salivating because there's nobody to double team on defense. I mean, you got nobody at all. So, and then, you know, the defense, the coach is going to put together a game plan and The rookie looked great, you know, against the second team players. But, you know, it's going to be fascinating. I'm going to go to the windows. I'm very excited, you know. So when they cover, you know, hey.
Let's go, baby. What is it, 3.5 right now? Is that where it's sitting at? I think it's 3.5.
3.5. But if Deron Payne becomes a DNP, I wonder how that goes.
I'll have my official pick against the spread coming up tomorrow, along with our Sunday Super Six Pack.
So are you going to? So am I calling in tomorrow? How does that work?
I don't know. You want to call in? We'll figure it out.
I'm a busy day tomorrow.
You want to do your Nell Super Six Pack today? Go right ahead.
It's the most highly anticipated power ranking segment in all of sports talk radio.
Least your rankings. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Matty, I hit the wrong button there. Sorry about that.
Chris, you know what we're going to start doing after week one? Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Are you going to release your rankings? Like, you're going to have a big release party? Like a grand opening? Like unveiling?
I mean, it is the first installment of Nell's Super Six Pack.
And
so, yes, it should be major.
Why do you call it Nell's Super Six Pack when you won't let me call you Nell or Nell Nell? Why? Why?
You honestly at times literally get me at a loss for words. It's called Nell's Super Six Pack because I am a marketing branding mogul, Chris Russell.
God help us.
But no, what I think we should start doing.
You are a lot of things. I don't think you are a media branding.
I am a branding
icon
mogul.
Whatever.
I have an entire market calling me the youngest in charge. You don't think I'm good at branding, Chris Russell? I have a theme song.
I know that you created, right?
I mean, with the help of...
Right, you created.
You know, but it helps when I'm sitting there with you and Matt puts my theme... Matt knows what it... Matt's a marketing mogul as well. He gets me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we keep you young. We keep you fresh in spirit.
Yeah, what do I get?
Old.
Nothing?
Old.
All right.
Old.
Okay. Moving on. All right. I wanted to do this.
Yeah.
Before we get to our NFC picks. So betonline.ag. Again, take it for what it's worth. Offshore book. You know, the sharks out off the coast of Cambodia. Who knows? They are sniffing in the water. So they've released a bunch of odds for the NFC East.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. So I wanted to run through a few of these and get your thoughts on them while we have some time, again, building into our official NFC picks. Cowboys future odds, Super Bowl. Now, it doesn't say to win the Super Bowl. It just says Super Bowl.
To reach it.
To reach it is what I presume. What would you guess the odds are for the Cowboys to reach the Super Bowl?
Plus 800.
So that would be, 8-1, right? No, 18-1.
Plus 1,800?
Yeah, plus 1,800.
That's okay. Interesting.
NFC Championship, 10-1.
Plus 1,000.
Plus 1,000. NFC, this is wrong. Regular season wins over under 10.5. They've had 12 wins in each of the last three seasons. 12-5 since we've expanded to a 17-game schedule. Over under 10.5 wins for the Cowboys.
You're asking me to go over or under?
Well, I'm asking you, what would you lean? Like, if you had to make a bet, what would you lean towards?
10.5?
10.5.
I'd probably go under. I think the Dak contract conundrum is a bigger deal than we're making of it. And then... they have lost so much that mm-hmm. we're not really talking about.
I agree with
new
you
left
on that.
Tackle, yep. New starting center, both rookies, by
yep.
the way.
Yep.
Anyone that has confidence at with Terrence Steele as your right tackle
and he's been
tripping.
Banged up
a
little
ton.
Bit. Yeah.
So I think they have real concerns up front, and then I don't buy what they're going to be able to be defensively. This
I mean,
year.
They in the backfield, just for instance, they have Ezekiel Elliott, right? They brought. You know, he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And who else they have? They
Rico Dowdell,
who's, you know, been a serviceable
according to the
player.
Folks out in Dallas, he's going to be the bell cow week one.
Well,
see what Dalvin Tomlinson and Myles Garrett have to say about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was going to say. I
they're going to get their face punched in on Sunday.
I mean, if you're counting on him to be the bell cow, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. To your point, right, they have, again, a rookie left tackle and a rookie center. First and third round pick. Now, they reinvested in the offensive line,
sure.
And eventually those guys could be good, but it's hard against this defense on the road in that environment, Cleveland Browns
Super
Stadium,
tough.
With Myles Garrett, like you said, and others. I mean, it's just hard for me to sit here and go, oh, I love the Cowboys in that spot. You mentioned the Dak contract. I'm curious whether that's a positive or a negative, right? Because sometimes guys going into the final
that's
year of their
point.
Deal
you play your best ball.
Could play balls to the wall great, or they could play terrible because they're feeling the pressure. I don't think Dak Prescott strikes me as a guy who's going to crumble and soil his diaper because he's going into a walk year and because the Cowboys haven't given him a long-term deal. Now, you said something last week. The Cowboys have to pay him. The Cowboys don't have to pay him anything.
I would pay him because I don't like
well,
your...
Well, would and have to is two totally different arguments, is it not?
It is, but their lack of foresight with this negotiation has been... It's been head-scratching.
All right. 66.7% implied chance they make the playoffs. Yes, minus 200. No, plus 160. So obviously you can get some
value.
On the no. I would say this... I don't think they're going to be a 12-win team. I would not go over on the 10.5 either.
Good.
But I can't say that there's no chance this team's a playoff team. Now, what I have to know is how does the defense bounce back, right? Can they stop the run this year?
How are they going to? But this thing, Chris.
Diggs, and Jerron Bland's already lost for the beginning of the season. Can Diggs come back after the week 2 torn ACL?
Chris.
And be the turnover machine that he was 2 years
are
ago.
Are they going to be able to get after the quarterback?
Well, that's another part of it.
Sam Williams, who was their third defensive end, torn ACL in training
camp. Dorrance Armstrong.
Who was the next guy up. here in Washington. Dante Fowler, who was the next guy up here in Washington.
I mean, obviously, they still have DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons, right?
They do. Do they draft? I'm looking here real quick. They need a big year two out of Mozzie Smith.
That's a huge, huge, huge issue.
He's got to step up.
Right? Because he was not what they were looking for last year. Now, some of that sometimes is just, look, man.
They drafted Marshawn Nealon. That's the guy out of Western Michigan. That's really interesting.
But sometimes it's hard to just, like, everybody thinks just because you're a first round pick, you're going to snap your finger, walk right in, and kick everybody's ass. It doesn't work that way. Sometimes it takes time for guys to get A, the oil running through the engine, and just B, to be against better players.
Right.
Better, more depth, whatever.
Now for Mozzie, though, it's more disappointing. You're coming from Michigan. Sure. You're playing in a power conference where the best players are up front. So I thought his transition would be a little smoother.
Would you agree, though, that yes, they better pass rush, but I don't worry about as much with Micah and DeMarcus Lawrence as
well, DeMarcus can't stay healthy.
I understand. I understand. Would you agree, though, the key for them on the back end is, again, if Trayvon Diggs can't come back and be like the 10-plus interception type guy, and if he's getting burnt like he was 2 years ago, and now it's even more exacerbated or whatever that word is, because he's coming off the torn ACL, they've got a rookie corner in Kalen Carson. Is that how you say his name?
They're Kalen raving about
him. Yeah, raving about him. Fine.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Let's see him play first. Right. Mike Zimmer is an aggressive guy. Mike Zimmer is an old school coach. I think the Cowboys are still probably right on the fringe of a playoff spot. Right, but I do not think they're a 12-win team. I do not think they're over 10.5. And I think it is going to be a battle right down to Week 18, Game 17. And guess who they face?
Washington.
The Washington.
I think the division, I think those two teams will be fighting for a wild card spot. I'll tell you who I think gets it once we give our official NFC rankings here.
And I'll give you some more odds on the Cowboys awards and all that stuff coming up. But we also have Giants and Eagles futures also to get to, again, via Bet Online. We'll continue to discuss and kick around that. Plus our NFC predictions coming up in the final hour of power right here. That's another term that you've stolen from me. Final hour of power. I mean, why don't you put that on a freaking T-shirt that doesn't exist?
But I say it better.
301-230-0980 on the team. Why don't you build another brand that doesn't mean anything? 301-230-0980 on the team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Who is this? Not Rich Homie Quan.
No, it's not. Who was the football player that was dubbed Bad Moon Rising?
Bad Moon Rising?
Yeah.
Cam Rising?
No.
You know who Cam Rising is?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
The Utah quarterback?
Yeah.
You're 7 in college?
Yeah.
I think that's who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't remember who Bad Moon Rising or Bad Moon Rising was in
Kamala?
The NFL?
No.
Former wide receiver, I think it's safe to say great, Andre Rison.
Oh, Andre. That loser.
What do you mean, that loser?
Best known for losing in the Super Bowl? That Andre Rison?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
He had 10,200 career receiving.
No. You want to dunk all over? You
want to dunk all over? Receptions, 84 career touchdowns. All right, his house got blown up by Lisa Left Eye Lopez, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, he was messing with Left Eye?
Well, he was more than messing. She was messing with him.
Well,
I mean, it's fine if you want to know him by that, just like Linnell as the person that couldn't finish in Bethany.
Andre Bad Moon Rison.
Well, yeah.
From?
Ba-dum.
From?
Bum.
Anybody remember?
No.
No? Well, you don't even remember the player, so how are you going to know where he played? By the way, he was a Super Bowl champion. Did you know that? So he wasn't a five-time. Why did you call him a loser?
Because he lost a bunch of times in the Super Bowl. Just like Jim Kelly's a loser.
He won a Super Bowl.
Just like Jim Kelly's a loser. Yeah, I hope I piss all you New Yorkers off, especially the one sitting across from me. Talk about I don't got no damn hair. If I don't have hair, then Jim Kelly's a loser. Oh, wow. Darius Williams going on IR.
If anybody who actually knew who that was. But anyway.
Who, Darius Williams? The starting outside corner for the LA Rams?
Nobody knows who that is.
Well, you got to do your job better.
Okay. Let me give you this before you continue to ruin the show. Real quickly, Cowboy League leader odds. Dak Prescott 9-1 to lead the league in passing yards.
He did last
15-2 to lead in passing touchdowns. 30-1 passing interceptions. He didn't really turn the ball over. This is a good one, interesting one. CeeDee Lamb receiving yards. He had 135 catches last year. 7-1 for CeeDee Lamb. Just got the big contract extension. Rushing TDs. Ezekiel Elliott, who has basically turned into like a red zone physical pound and ground kind of guy, but I think is going to get the opportunities inside the 5-yard line. Rushing TDs, 40-1. Now, Ezekiel Elliott is not going to have like what James Conner had under Cliff Kingsbury a couple years ago, where he had like 18 touchdowns. He's not going to have what Raheem Mostert had last year for the Miami Dolphins. The difference is Raheem Mostert actually has speed. Ezekiel Elliott doesn't have it, but he's going to get his share. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Ezekiel Elliott runs for, like, I don't know, 550 yards this year and has 8 touchdowns.
Yeah,
meaning his touchdown production is
high,
here,
but not yet.
And his yards and overall production is down here. You know what I'm saying?
I can see that. Their running situation, though, is kind of frightening.
It's beyond frightening. Real quickly, Giants Super Bowl odds.
Plus 4,000.
150-1. So what's that, plus 15,000?
Plus 15.
I always get confused on the conversion. I just do it as it's listed here, which they're saying 150-1. Over under 6.5 wins for the Giants. Did you say over or under?
I'll go over.
All right,
I think it's 7.
I can't imagine you're picking them for the playoffs, but no. Eagles, Super Bowl, 10-1.
Yeah.
NFC Championship, and again, it's just listed as that, so I don't know if that's to win the NFC Championship or to make the NFC Championship. 11-2 or plus 550. And the Eagles, over under, in terms of wins and losses, 10.5. Would you say 11 wins,
I'll
or
under.
Are they more a 9-10
I'll go under. I think they're 10 wins. Well, actually, I'm sorry. I'll go over. They are my...
That confident, huh?
Well, when we get to our rankings, you'll see why. I'm pretty bullish on Philadelphia.
Right, let's get to the NFC predictions next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.